It's officially DC festival season, and we're super excited about this one coming up on May 18th. Africa on the Avenue is a celebration of the vibrant African immigrant community along Georgia Avenue Northwest. There's going to be interactive art installations, fashion shows, music, food, and local business stands. This one-day festival, organized by District Bridges' Lower Georgia Avenue Main Street program, truly has something for everyone. So I'll see you there on May 18th. Go to districtbridges.org to learn more.
Today on CityCast DC, are you confused about your trash? I know I am. What goes in the can? When should you use bags? And just what are you supposed to do with batteries? We sat down with Marlon Wright, the city's solid waste administrator, to get the dirt on garbage. Today is Thursday, March 14th. I'm Michael Schaefer, and here's what DC is talking about. Hey, Marlon, thank you for being here.
Hey, it's my pleasure, Mike. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. Here's my question. I always want to know, what am I doing wrong? Are there things that residents often do wrong with their trash?
So we face challenges every day, especially with recycling contamination rates. That's probably one of our biggest challenges.
What does that mean, recycling contamination?
So we would like our recycling to be, you know, the typical plastic bottles, paper, cardboard, those type of things. But we often find household trash in our recycling bins and containers. So when we have that, we have to take those contaminated containers and dump them in a regular trash truck and then dump that as trash.
The whole thing gets put in trash if you even have a little bit of contamination.
Yeah, the sorting process, once it gets to the disposal site, is challenging if we don't separate it at the beginning.
I've been told that for recycling, you're not supposed to even use like plastic kitchen bags or something. You just put the stuff straight in the can.
Put it straight in the can is our preference.
Is it going to ruin the recycling if I put in a plastic bag?
I wouldn't say ruined. It's just harder to sort it out.
Got it. Other things like old medicine, TVs, mm-hmm. batteries. I know there's like different rules for everything. Can you give me the quick and dirty on those?
Oh, wow. So medicines, we definitely don't want medicines in our waste stream. And we encourage residents not to flush them or pour medicines down toilet or drains. We really like the residents to mix the medications in with dirt or kitty litter or coffee grounds, if possible, and place in the trash. They can also take the prescription bottles and make sure they mark off their personal information for sure. Make sure all identification labels are gone. We also ask them to visit the U.S. Department of Justice National Prescription Drug Take-Back Program website. They can provide a safe, convenient, and responsible means of disposing prescription drugs for our residents.
Wait, so what about things like batteries? I mean, they're so little, and you know, it's so easy to just toss them in the trash and such a pain in the butt to keep them around for a special kind of delivery, but I think that's what I'm supposed to do.
We definitely would prefer the batteries to go in the household hazardous waste program and be recycled that way. Batteries, certain type of batteries can catch fire. We can have fires in our facilities and in our trash trucks. So we definitely would like those disposed properly.
And what does properly mean?
Taking them to our household hazardous waste program that we have on Saturdays and Tuesdays from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And that's like out there in Fort Totten. I don't know if folks haven't been. It's like a massive operation, mm-hmm. and there's a bunch of different stops. And there's one for batteries. There's bulk trash. It feels amazing, you know, when you get rid of all the stuff you've been meaning to get rid of.
Yeah, and then we do have calltorecycle.org. We encourage really citizens to go to that website because they'll have various drop-off locations for batteries that they can go to.
One of the coolest things you guys do at Fort Totten is you shred stuff for people.
Yeah, the shredding is becoming very popular. We definitely have that as a service, and it's a much-needed service. But I will say the way that the world is evolving, the shredding is not as big as it once was with everything being stored on computers now. But it's definitely a service that we provide, and that does have good value.
Everybody knows that getting that perfect Mother's Day gift is basically impossible, but we promise Mom will love this one. The Capitol Hill Restoration Society House and Garden Tour is back this Mother's Day weekend on May 11th and May 12th. Tour 9 elaborate homes and gardens and 3 historic buildings on Capitol Hill that you can't normally enter. And if you can't make it, check out the Capitol Hill Restoration Society's other events like walking tours and monthly preservation cafes. You can buy tickets for the Mother's Day House and Garden Tour on Eventbrite, and be sure to follow CHRS on Facebook and Instagram at Capitol Hill Restoration DC.
So I have a couple of times, speaking of things you do wrong, gotten a note that's a nice note, but with a little bit of a little bit of menace, saying, "Hey, idiot, you can't have boxes out before collection time. This promotes rodents and so on." What are the things that can get you fined? And I realize, because I've gotten warnings, that means there's probably a process where you give people warnings before you give them a ticket. How does that work?
Yeah, so definitely just a few things that you could get fined for: setting out trash before the collection days, at least 24 hours before collection day, leaving your can out after the collection day. And the reason why we really like those things not to set out is, one, to help with the reduction of rodents and infestation, but also it helps decrease harborages for illegal dumping. If at our area, if one or two items are left out, sometimes it gives people the appearance that, hey, I'm going to go ahead and put my stuff there because someone's going to come and collect it. So we want to reduce the illegal dumping that we have, but we also want to make sure that we're doing our part from Public Works in helping reduce the rodent infestation. And our inspectors are out on the streets and in the alleys every day looking for things to help the residents keep the city safe and clean.
Wait, so if I got a ticket, couldn't I just say, hey, that someone else threw that in my in my trash?
So that does happen a lot. And often when people do put something behind, we encourage you to put in a through-on request as illegal dumping, and we will do our best to get out to it as soon as possible.
So speaking of through-on requests, and speaking of things that feel really good when you finally accomplish them, you guys do bulk pickup where you'll haul away, sofas and grand pianos, or I don't know about grand pianos, but...
Yeah, our bulk program is definitely a really good bulk program. We've scheduled those through our search quest through the city's 311 system. The collection is organized by our ward pairings. And what we did was we took our wards and looked at the volume that we're getting from each ward, and we paired those wards together for collection purposes to make it more proficient. And we can get those quicker for the residents, so we can kind of minimize the traffic of the trucks. So this is a pretty good program we have. And our Salesforce system does a good job of scheduling those and making sure we're getting them before the 14-day agreement when the bulk is called in.
So there's a couple other sort of special pickup things that I feel like I at least mess up a lot. One is Christmas trees, where, I put my garbage out in the alley. Christmas trees seem to get picked up in the front, but I'm never sure.
That's one of the ones where I would say residents typically, they don't do anything wrong. We just ask for patience with the holiday trees. We prefer during the holiday tree season to put your trees out in the front. What we don't want is to cross our trash trucks, recycle trucks, with the holiday tree trucks. It just makes it a little more proficient and easier for us to collect the holiday trees. Once the holiday tree season's over, starting February, we just ask you to put it out the point of collection and we'll take it with our yard waste.
And leaf collection works a little bit the same, I think?
Leaf collection is a little bit different. We have it broken down and scheduled. So we break leaf season down into sections A, B, C, and D.
How do I find out what section I live in?
You can go to the DPW website and look for the leaf season collection program, and you'll find the information there.
Also, speaking of your website, you've got guidance on there about how to protect your trash can from being stolen. Is this like a serious problem?
Oh my gosh. So it's definitely a huge problem. We would prefer residents, if they could, put their address on the can, make sure you know your serial number, and then make sure you bring it back to your property at the end of the collection day. But you would be amazed of how many trash cans are four or five houses down. And sometimes I wouldn't say the trash cans are stolen. I would say that some residents where the alleys are condensed, when they go out and retrieve their trash can, they'll just take a trash can, so to speak, because it's not labeled and not really know what serial numbers belong to them.
So it's not like there's a gang of trash can thieves out there.
Right.
So what are some of, there's some neighborhoods where trash pickup comes twice a week and mm-hmm. some once. How does that get determined?
The biggest determining factor there is the footprint of the trash cans that we have. Some areas, it's not possible or feasible for a lot of residents to have the larger super cans, the 96-gallon trash cans. So we do provide the smaller cans. But the point when providing the smaller cans, we have to make sure they're getting adequate service. So if you don't have the space for the larger can, you get the smaller can. So we go out in those areas twice a week to make sure you're still getting the same volume of trash removed from your household as the folks with the regular size trash.
Right. So people cans. In a smaller house are apt to generate just as much trash as people in a house with more room around it.
Yeah. And typically the smaller cans are typically in the inner cities where we have tighter alleys, less space. Some alleys are challenging for even trash trucks to get down in. So we really appreciate the patience that residents have for us on the twice a week collection, but it's definitely needed.
And going back to trash cans for a second, how do you get a new trash can? Say you get holes in your current one or something like that.
So you can put a request in through our 311 system. The request will come to our agency, and then we'll schedule to get it replaced, repaired, removed, or issue a new one.
Do you have to pay for the new one?
It just depends on the reasoning behind the request for a new one. Typically, if it's a new home or a new build, if it's damaged in a fire with a police report, you typically wouldn't have to pay for those.
Yeah. But I'm curious because I hear about people having rodents chew through their trash cans. Isn't that an argument for having metal trash cans again?
There's a few problems that we found with metal trash cans. One is the erosion that metal trash cans have. At some point, they'll eat away with rust and those type of things. And then trying to service the metal trash cans, it's hard to keep them in the specific shape. They would dent, bank up, get destroyed and damaged with our trash trucks and the method of collection. So we are working with our vendor on different things that we can do for rodent deterrent from our trash cans. It's almost hard to go find a can that's completely rodent proof. But I do think the vendors do a really good job of working with their scientists to help us solve some of this and mitigate some of these problems that we're having.
Just one last question. My understanding is, you know, let's say you are supposed to get your garbage collected on Monday. If it snows on Monday or if it's a holiday, everything just sort of rolls back a day. Mm-hmm. What happens if it snows twice or three times in a week? Like, does it just keep rolling a day, or is at some point you just punt it to the next week?
So that's definitely a good question. For us, we don't like to have trash sit too long. During these type of events, what we really expect is patience. Our guys and girls work extremely hard to recover the trash as soon as possible. The best thing to do, if we do have these events on your trash there the day after, just take your trash out there, leave it out there. And I know it's challenging because even if we miss you on a Monday, so to speak, and we don't come back until we can't get you till Wednesday, well, there's possibly two or three or four more bags of trash that are accumulating. So what we will do during those times is say, hey, whatever you have, set it out. We'll come and clean the whole alley. We know it's challenging. It's hard for our crews. I know it's definitely troublesome for our residents. But like this last event we had where the alleys were just completely iced over, we were out salting the alleys, working crews, extended hours, doing the best we can to keep up, trying to mitigate the issues in the alleys that we definitely couldn't get, but also addressing the alleys where the trash had in some cases doubled because of the three or four extra days where we didn't get their trash. So our crews are definitely directed during these times, how to take everything out of the alley, clean it the best you can, and let's get back to normality as soon as possible. But we try to do everything we can not to service our trash.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for chatting with me today.
Oh, it's definitely my pleasure.
That's all for today here on CityCast DC. If you enjoyed the show, why not write CityCast's name on your own super can? That way all your neighbors will see it too. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. Bye.